Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Pats had a terrific second half against the Miami Dolphins last Sunday in picking up their sixth win of the season. On Wednesday, inside the Patriots All Access Studios, head coach Bill Belichick joined Scott Zolak for an X's and O's look at some of the key plays in the Pats' win. Here's this week's Belichick Breakdown.
Time now for the plays of the week. Coach joins me now after the big win against Miami. And, Coach, here's some of the plays that helped your team win. What do we got here?
Well, we'll start with the field goal block. And this is a play where we have seven players on the left side of the formation, and they only have four blockers over here. So we're just trying to create a little bit of space and advantage. And the two tackles shoot over to the right, and Brandon Spikes will run through here. And that kind of draws the attention of the tackle to block down on him. And then Chandler Jones is able to work outside and then back into the kicking lane, and we come off the edge here, and really Cole and Chandler Jones both kind of get there about the same time, but it's a nice job by Chandler of making the swim move here, Rob Ninkovich knocking back the end, and then this is Cole coming off the edge, and that was a huge play for us, and we block this to keep it a two-score game. But one of the real keys for it is when Spikes shoots through here, he's able to tie up that tackle who thinks, he needs to block him and creates the space for us to come through the edge there.
One guy sacrificing to make another guy get a nice hand in there to get
the play. You never know how they're going to block it. You got more than they do, and you never know exactly how they're going to block it. And hopefully somebody can come free. This was, a big drive for us, here in the third quarter. It started off with the run to Stephen Ridley. He's running a little counter play over here to the offensive left, and sees his space back here, and ends up cutting it back behind Wheeler on the backside, who isn't able to get off the block and make the play. It's a good job by Mankins on this down block to really create some space here in the defense between here and here, and then when Wheeler overplays it, then Ridley just cuts behind him, makes a nice run, gets a good block from downfield here. From KT on Grimes for a few extra yards.
That's a good patience by all your backs show that, where you set up the play, don't overcommit, be patient, and then find that daylight.
Right, and then as we frequently see after a good run, that attracts the defense's attention. So here's a similar play, a similar action by the back with the pull and guard, the down blocking by the line. So it kind of looks the same to these linebackers. And then we're able to get Rob over here across the field behind the linebackers for another big play in the drive, the run that sets up the play action. And then we end up down there inside the 20-yard line on the over route to Rob. Play later on the 14, we motion out to an empty set, and this is KT up here, Aaron up here at the top of the screen, and he'll run a start to run an under route and then put a double move out here and go to the goal line on Nolan Carroll. Again, it's a nice job of setting up the move. The corner, steps up and tries to take the route away. Aaron gets behind him. Tom stands in there, makes a good throw under pressure, puts the ball over the top of the corner, and did a nice touchdown there.
Perfect throw on that loop around blitz with a guy coming in his face. Nice patience.
Yeah, that was a a huge play for us. And then after we took the lead, when Miami had the ball and the wind going, away from the lighthouse end. This is, the interception, really kind of the play of the game, where Tannehill, throws it up down here. It's really a tremendous play by Devin coming from the middle of the field, ranging all the way to the sideline to go up and make the play on the ball. Has the presence to keep it in, and Cole has, great instinct and awareness here of where he is on the field. He's actually out of bounds here. And steps back in, gets both feet back in the field of play, catches the ball. Great interception.
Amazing, even with the heel, you could tell that the heel looks like it's on top of the white, but yet the toes are touching. He just to remain in bounds.
Yeah, it's a very, very athletic play. And then, one of the final plays of the game, as they were trying to mount a little bit of a drive here. This was a play where we had good coverage on the receivers here. They're trying to get guys down the field because they, got to gain some yards quickly. Forces the quarterback to hold the ball a little bit, and we have good coverage on him. And then you can see Spikes coming right up the middle here. Chris Jones coming around the edge, and this is Logan Ryan coming off the slot here on a corner blitz. So we get good pressure on the quarterback, and you know Tannehill's not able to step up in the pocket. But once again, good coverage combined with good pressure ends up in a good result. And here's the same play from the end zone. So you'll see Ryan coming off the corner here later on in the screen. Once the play starts, there comes Ryan. And the tackle goes to pick him up. This is Chris Jones working on incognito. He actually is the first one to get to Tannehill. And this is Spikes right at the middle there on Lamar Miller. He just runs him over so he can't step up in the pocket. And that clears it up for Chris Jones and Logan, you know, Gil Mulligan in on the sack.
Good stuff, too. Plus, situational coaching. I've talked to you about timeouts. You burn a timeout with 18 seconds, I think, in the third quarter. You have the wind behind you. In case you don't get it, you hit the field goal there.
Right, and we're fortunate to get a touchback after that. So it really is a good field position play for us.
All right, Coach, good stuff all around. Congratulations on the win. There's your plays of the week. We'll see you next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.